morning all the good ideas. So I want to get a series basically, and I'll air it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And basically the series will start off as me, you know, just videotaping stuff with my cell phone. Mm-hmm. And eventually stuff starts happening in the movie, in the cell phone. So people think, though, it's my real life, and then it totally becomes just something else. I don't know if I can, that would be too weird, but that would be quite the... Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah, just talking about good ideas. You going to bed, man? All right, sleep easy, man. Yeah, so that was one of the ideas. Anyways, Reveal Center. What is that? What does that give you as a name there?
Reveal Center?
Yeah, Mitch, yeah. So I told you, what comes to mind if I say those words, Reveal Center? What place?
Blank.
So if I were to say uptight, stuck up center, what would that give you? Or okay, basically Loretta and I were thinking that reveal center would be something to use as a term to describe this place, like words like resort or campground or stuff like that. But calling us instead of that, you know, I was thinking retreat, but even that, like
retreat is good too, though.
Yeah. But a reveal center is unique.
Yeah.
And if someone hears that, they're like, what is a reveal center?
Yeah.
And we can say, you know, have our own definition of that posted on the site.
Yeah.
Say, you know, it's our dictionary, but a reveal center is, you know, you reveal yourself to, you know, reveal this being that, and then center. And it's like, well, we say, you know, it's like a community center, but a community built on revealing your true self and reveal center.
Even retreat, because...
Retreat has the idea, though, in my mind, of you're backing away, you're retreating, you're drawing away from. That's why, like I said, I've been analyzing all these different words and saying, like, you know.
But if you use retreat in the form of a center, like meditation center, a retreat.
Oh yeah. No, that's true. But I'm looking. You know. I want to use word. I'm starting a new language. A new language, but
I
want. If I want to call this place something what I see in the English language that I think resonates with what this place is,
center is a good word.
And center, like, I am digging the, because it has, it's a center, it's your core.
Yeah.
And reveal center literally means to reveal your core.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it works on so many levels. That's why I think that's...
Well, the other thing about retreat is, the word means more than backing off.
Oh, that's true. There are different meanings, but there's very... What I wanted was words that didn't have too many different meanings, like center, or at least too many different ones that wouldn't necessarily work with what I wanted
to
say.
The
problem
with
retreat is it sounds like a planned weekend or week where...
You go for the retreat for some purpose. Yeah.
And
there isn't purpose here necessarily. It's again the purpose is be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. That's why I'm going. That's it. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna update everything I can to Reveal Center.
Mm-hmm.
As the, because I mean I have a tagline. You know, the freedom to be able to have freedom enjoyed responsibly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've added a couple of taglines on pictures I took. I took a picture at the front where above the front door it says the Grand Barn.
Okay.
And then I, on Easy Share, underneath it, I put where all are equal and free.
You know what we should do? We should get a gallery going in the affiliate online. Okay, back to previous conversation we were having.
This is why I forgot about it because we were bouncing ideas off.
Yeah, and this is where now it's all being recorded, thank goodness. So that's, but back to the affiliate. Okay, so the original publication, this is going on through the 80s, and I'm a little, you know, little guy putting the magazine together, helping collate the thing into the wee hours of the morning, you know, working an underground printing press kind of thing. You know, it's like, you know, uncensored, no media control. Like, my dad obviously had, we would check the content for what his wavelength. I mean, but we're a pretty encompassing wavelength, so a lot of different point of views are included. So,
but it's total freedom because it's your freedom.
Yeah.
You guys chose what to put.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't some man saying, don't you even think about writing about that.
You know what I think would be good for, anyways, right now we have, what I want to get for the electronic version of the affiliate online, right now what we're seeing as the affiliate online is really more a section of the affiliate online called, in the actual magazine publication back in the day, was called in Closer Encounters of the Loving Kind, is one facet. It's basically, it's the community, I guess there isn't really, like, there's different parts that I can see happening digitally that would use the network, like, people could contribute their articles, as we basically had with the affiliate. But the idea would be is that, okay, people would tell, you know, my dad, you know, if he'll read the original publication, okay, the opinion pieces, people from, you know, in prisons or whatever, writing about, you know, incarceration or whatever, artists, you get poets. We actually had a few, I don't know if you've ever heard of Robert Buxtra. Anyways, he was a Danish filmmaker.
Oh, yeah.
And he would go around, but his art medium would be nude, going nude in all, like, cities and towns. And just this is mostly across Europe. So he came to Canada and hit it off with my dad right away. Like, you know, the Danes are very, you know, Europe more generally, their core is...
freer.
Well, more Denmark, true to themselves, I think.
Denmark was the first country to legalize pornography.
You know what? What... like, how endangered are those countries, like, in terms of, like, that they can continue what they're doing? Because, I mean, like, we almost should all go to Denmark, but this place has a good space, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, that's exact, we're a piece of Denmark over here, really. Like, that's that mindset of, that, it's, I guess it, I wouldn't call it, like, European, but it, you see a lot of, you know, there's new beaches in here. That's where everything, you know, the old world, the classical renaissance of, you know,
well, a lot of it too is a lot of the new beach stuff you see is in.
Okay, I might have more videos though. That's good. I'll be sure to.
It's in Eastern Europe.
Right.
And the story goes that you know, I had to wait in line for everything. So rather than wait in line for bathing suits, they just went to the beach nude. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true that is, but, you know, may have been a form of protest, but nonetheless, they got away with it. And so there's loads of nude beaches in Eastern Europe. And, and the Europeans generally, even the Western Europeans, you know, have a little more enlightened view of nudity. They just don't see it as any really big deal.
Yeah, just, okay, human body. So.
Yeah.
But now you see, like, sorry, just tying this other thing, though, is, like, Europe's in trouble now with, well, everyone's in trouble, I guess.
Yeah.
That infection of, like, greed, I don't know. Like, what's going to happen to that, you know, kind of lifestyle? I think our lifestyle is a pretty sustainable one. We're pretty, you know, we're low demand. You know, we're not high maintenance kind of society, right?
Yeah, like, no.
Right? We, this, for me, this is it. Like, a barn and, you know, a few lights, you know. With the internet now, too, that's, this should be able to flourish. Like, this mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Because they're out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it told you in the email. I don't know if you have a chance to get to your email.
No, and you know what, though? I think we have to do YouTube nights or something to tie in what's out there.
Yeah.
And bring in more people here. And that's why I want to start doing video diaries and kind of just, like, the band and stuff. And that's why August 12th is the next kind of step, is, like, getting the music.
Last weekend would have been an awesome YouTube weekend. Because how did that even start? who was practicing doing what.
The like, jam?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just on the fly.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. Here's what it's like here.
I voice note that. I recorded it. I have audio
for it. Okay. Oh, okay.
So that's at least half of it. Like, I would have, and that's one thing, maybe we can set up a regimen, Loretta, me and you.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, Mitch, that's open to you. I was telling Loretta, you know, living here, I'm going to start meeting production people. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'd be able to act in my movies. I want to direct them. But I don't know, like, right now, I'm getting stumped at, like, I've been able to record like, a lot of the stuff, but I haven't edited anything, because it's right now, it's like, no time, so I would have to, what I'm thinking is I could sit through and say what scenes I like to someone, but then to patch it together I would need, you know, because I mean, with me doing the hosting and everything else.
Yeah, it's a really tedious job too.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a little bit of it, but it, you know, very little, because I never had the time to devote to it.
Oh, well, hey man, I mean, you're looking for something to do. Hey,
retirement,
right? I mean, because it's going to be a production. Like, there's going to be a lot of content. I have concerts. I got movie ideas, shows, discussions. Like, I would do, like, point, counterpoint, but we could do it, like, in this kind of setup.
Yeah.
We could even literally have a camera right over there and just recording this, and then we just broadcast it on YouTube, you know?
Yeah.
You know how deep that, that's crazy.
Yeah, you get the hits there. YouTube is
it's the next, you know, people choose what they want.
To be.
And that's where, like I said, what I'm going to start doing, I'm serious, like, is I'm going to put the shows here.
Yeah.
The music, that's the easiest way, is they'll see it as a venue. But then I can put on deeper stuff. Like, over the winter, like, doing, like, a, you know, would you guys want to be participate in, maybe not necessarily counterpoint, but, you know, if we, you know how some, like, at certain hours of the day, people have their lunch bunch, they all talk around about opinions, like, basically the view.
Yeah.
But having it here, we're just all talking about whatever's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And different opinion pieces, and that would, you know, I would want the religious person, the conservative, the Hindu, and then, you know, we're talking about, okay, hey, what's happening in Libya? And then everyone goes through their own points of view, and then we can actually have an open talk about, okay, well, you know,
can
open
you
debate.
Read the headline? Do you know what the next big phase is now? Nude yoga.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where?
I'll look back up on Yahoo for you, but I was reading.
Hey, yoga class is here. I'll learn yoga. I'll teach people.
But you know what? When I had mentioned retreat before, that's what was in my head, was the nude yoga. With what you guys offer here, I'm not the only one feeling this. Mitch has felt it. Everybody has talked about it. So people who are into nude yoga are into spirituality and what you guys offer.
Right. Fuck yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah, nude yoga. What is normal yoga like? Is that you just do position, you just sit, or do you sit on the ball?
Everything. It depends where you want to go with yoga.
But what, like, because that's it, is there like a set amount of, like, I never did yoga, so I have a very limited...
I'll look it back up and I'll find out if it's tradition yoga, because in traditional yoga, they didn't have the ball and shit, I don't recall.
Okay,
it's not a ball in yoga.
Because you know what, for nude yoga, I could definitely see it, anyways, I want to learn it, so if you can find what they do, then I'll start learning it. I'll give courses. I'd love to.
And you know what I thought about it? I go down to the trampoline and meditate.
Okay.
Nobody even knows I'm there.
You're on the trampoline?
No. By the trampoline.
Okay.
The trampoline's up too high for me. I would cry because I'm afraid of heights. So.
Okay.
No, I go down. I have my yoga mat. I put my towel on top of my yoga mat. I sit down. And I meditate.
Okay, so that section's good for meditation.
That section is right by the shower.
Yeah.
Right at the outdoor shower. I turned it on for 15 minutes. I sat and I meditated until the 15 minutes was up. I got in the shower, cleaned myself off, and then I went back meditating.
How is meditating in the courtyard? Have you done that? Like, or if you, like, what's the space of the courtyard tell you?
The courtyard would be very good. You know, it, providing that it was a maintained size of crowd. Actually, no, you could probably hold a lot of people. But if it went big, you could have two instructors, so you
could
be
down
by
them. No
way,
I got a field. A meditation, yeah, exactly. Imagine the size of that. The lake, the entire lake being a meditation pad.
But if you get the word out there, more than just yoga people, you could even do a, you know, they did the Million Man March. Million meditators.
Wow. Nice.
Do you know how much energy you would bring to the barn?
Amazing.
Not that, you know, we could get a million if we really put our minds to it. You can do anything you want, as long as you set your mind to it. But even if you only got 100 people here for a weekend, meditating,
you know,
revealing themselves at the Grand Barnes Reveal Center.
Well, you know what? We're reservation-based, right? So, I mean, if we get the word out and we're getting two big crowds, we'll just say, okay, reserve us, you know, 2 months in advance, we'll tell you where we can fit you in, and then we can, if we get to that point, we'll tell, you know, we don't accept at the door, you have to be, you know, with a...
But you could do it like once a month.
Oh, yeah.
Because the more and more...
Hey, Al.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Hey, I've got a few ideas I want to bounce off your head.
The more and more...
You want to pull up a chair?
Yeah, we got the...
Okay, first off, I'll let you pull up a chair first, though.
The more and more you get the word out there, you know what? It might only take you a year or two to make the million meditator mark.
Oh. Hey, Val. All right, so we're just brainstorming here. And so first off, Reveal Center. What comes to mind?
Reveal Center?
What comes to your mind when you, those two words, what does that tell you?
Well,
yeah, not to put you on the spot,
No, it's just because there's so many brands that come to mind. Like, for instance, the Reveal, it's the record company label. Reveal, there's a KTEL-like institution back in the 70s called Reveal. There was, like, Reveal could have a sort of holistic approach to it. So,
yeah, okay, well, that's the good, that's why I like Reveal as a word, has all these, you know, it's a very good word, like, there's no bad way of kind of twisting it. That's why I like that. And then center, I was thinking of that, and center, you know, first off, it's the core.
Yeah.
And is, you know, okay, well, community center, so, okay, center. Anyway, center has a good, you know, it's basically a concentration, right? Yeah, a good base in language. And those two words together means reveal center. Well, a reveal center is a place where you reveal your center, your core, yourself. And that's what I want to say. I think that fits under here as, okay, so it's not a campground, it's not a retreat, it's a reveal center, and we can take that. No one else is using that. We've already got the history with the Reveal Productions, which will, to do our videos of time with Loretta, we'll be using it again. So it's going to tie in so well. And anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'll throw it out on Facebook. I'm kind of working on maybe a rewrite of a few things. So Reveal Center is something I'm excited about. Now, I was just talking with Loretta quickly. We're talking about the affiliate online and the different aspects of it. I was trying to remember exactly what our last discussion was touching on. Mitch, if you can remember.
Nude yoga?
We were
the one
talking
up
about
here or the
nude
one?
Yoga.
Nude yoga.
As an activity that, anyways, Laura's going to look into it, and once she finds whatever the practice is, I'm going to start giving instruction. So, and then we'll have a group going with meditation periods, and I'll just have it in the courtyard. And then, but we'll bill it every weekend, so we're going to, you know, I'll plug it on Facebook, we'll plug it on our site, those kind of things. We got the scuba workshop coming up, by the way. First weekend.
I think if you start out with doing the yoga once a month.
Yeah.
And let it catch on.
Oh yeah. Well, I know I can sustain a group. Like basically, I would be instructing myself for the first little while, anyways.
Yeah.
So that first month, and then I'll try and get, you know, my brother on. Hey, if you're here, maybe Al. You know, we all each take an hour and then do it all as a group. I don't know. That would have to be early in the morning, like that. That'd be crazy, but we could do it.
Early morning yoga is awesome.
Yeah?
6 a.m. It's a really, really good time to go to do yoga or Tai Chi.
Okay, yeah, I know. The dog's like, hey, where'd Al go? Come on, damn it.
Yeah. But you don't have to go to that extreme. However, once you get it out, you will get those extremists coming to you saying, what about the early morning?
Right.
You know, because, but you know what you really need to do too? You need to get people, you need to get your friends on YouTube.
That's what, well, with the bands, it's the beauty of it.
You know.
You know, I'm getting them, I'm getting, my friends are the musicians, my friends.
I mean your friend guests. You know, you need to get us candidly or however.
Well, like I said, the show format would be like, I would like to do like, you know, videotaping us of our discussions and having like the view, but at the Grand Barn.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be the view from here or something. Only,
yeah.
You know?
But have like a candid...
Oh, like this, like...
Yeah, where... you know, Mitch is talking about how much he loves the Grand Barn, but doesn't know that he's being filmed. So there's his view of the Grand Barn.
You gotta be a little careful with that, though.
There's
legalities.
Oh, legalities?
Yeah, you'd have to get a release signed. But
yeah. Well, the way I would do it is...
seriously,
I would do it volunteer-based, like... I would say, I'm going to be walking around, guys, with this camera. Whoever wants to be in it, stay in it.
You did a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll videotape me saying that, and then the group, and then just go around with that same video camera. So I've got that steady stream. It's like, okay, whoever's here, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't see. The people that come here, anyway, I couldn't see any of them having a problem with it at all.
Well, like I said, the concerts I'll be doing... Stuff like, okay, I mean, there'll be certain activities where, you know, videotaping it might be a coming question, but if it's just general scenes, like, you know, like I said, this could be more specialized, like, this is more like late-hour talk show host kind of thing, it's like, that could be really fun, it's like having campfire discussions, or...
Having segments, here's how to make banana...
I'm eventually thinking we could webcam every seat at the campfire and then basically have the show, like, you know, it's like, you know, just videotaping people talking around the campfire.
Yeah.
So whoever can't make it to the barn that weekend can webcam. Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it we can't show everything, like, is that
no,
the point of coming here?
Not.
But definitely there would be snippets of cool stuff.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to show everything for sure, like you said. Then
well, literally. No.
Keeping them.
Yeah, recording the good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, calling on thoughts and stuff and just, you know, being able to relate at that level.
However, you got to remember to have it at perfect times because when we were at the fire pit, that would have been enough. I got lost in our conversation there.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about the reveal center, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was, for me, my, and I'm glad even after talking a bit, like, I can still remember the important parts of it, the seeds, and I'm practicing, because it's doing this a lot and trying to remember. It's, like, a lot of times I wouldn't have voice notes, but I have to say, what is the core of this idea? And then let it resonate and stay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever stays, it's actually a good way of saying, what, you know, keeping the good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it as much with stuff like music, because sometimes I have to keep... Oh, no, I'm just extending it.
Oh, I thought you wanted to stress that one out, too, this way.
Oh, okay, no. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good talk in that. But anyway, you know what, though? Seriously, like, both you guys, like, I'm looking for, like, you know, people to live here. To grow the family, like, literally.
Yeah.
And obviously, yes, there is a financial side. Yes, there's, you know, okay, certain things need to be done around here. But it's more or less, you see, it's not really, it's just running, it's not, like, everyone's just doing their thing to keep the place going, I guess.
You have to do the exact same thing in society. The only difference is you're doing it for the man in society.
Yeah.
Here you're doing it for yourself.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
You know, it's basically the sustainability that you're talking about and that we talked about before. Because in society, you got to have a job. You got to pay your way. You got to have a house.
Yeah.
You got to eat. You got to do all this stuff. But it's for somebody else.
But see, that's it. And that's why...
Here, you still need a job. You still need to eat, still need to pay rent, and however you do that, whether it be, you know, financially bartering or however, you're doing it for yourself, though. You know, you got to pay rent, simple as that. You got to sustain the land to keep it going, or you got to go back to society.
Yeah, and I think what I want to do is I want to start reaching out to people and say, hey, you know, this place is productive. There's fruit here, you know, and like maybe there's a certain fruit that you can pick, you know, like, you know, a musician could come here and say, okay, you know what, I can play shows, so even if I say I have to pay rent, the rent is just going to keeping the property. It's
That's
not,
right, yeah.
You know, so I can keep playing shows, so I'm paying the rent, but really it's paying for the rent of the stage and the, you know, it's more, you know, that's kind of it, and that's kind of where I'm at, like, that's what I do, my rent, you know, I pay every month, you know, I do my, I put it in, you know, it's like, got it. That's what I want to, you know, try and relate it to my brothers, you know, a bit more. It's like, you know, if you see something that you can make of this place, go for it. And then you just, we all pull in and help each other get our ideas. Like, you know, who knows, if you would want to hold a charity event or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah.
Or, I don't know, a comic book convention. What do you think, Mitch?
Sure.
You know,
Oh, it could be anything.
You know, we've got the venue.
That's the whole thing of it. Is the sky's the limit. When you read your email, you'll see I said to you, remember, there's no such thing as failure. Everything is a result of what not to do next time. You have 250 acres with a world who is starting to pay it forward, starting to understand, and starting to reveal their inner self of preferring the loving way. To me, and it may just be because I've sought out my peace first, but to me, it's almost like there's a shift in our thinking, and everybody wants to go back to the 60s because that's when we loved each other, honestly and truly, rather than this greed.
That's the 60s, and you know what, that was the first burst, and it was kind of that generation to just plow out of there. Because I mean for myself, I can't even, like, I was born with this, you know, silver spoon in the mouth. I want to keep it going because I know how lucky, like, the fact is, okay, yes, I went out to swim out into society, but I didn't have to, you know, I always had this as a base. And I'm strong enough to go out into society and keep this space going. But, you know, I'm just imagining a generation that they, you know, well, I mean, I guess everybody has rebellions, I guess. So this time it was rebellion against the...
And more and more people are going to rebel against society because more and more people are getting sick and tired of the greed.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I think it's more, it's not we're getting sick of society. Greed is infecting society. Like, society itself as a group, as the global village, I have hope for, as in faith in, as our collective self. Is this greed and the taint, I guess, to it, that I have problems with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been dumbed down. I mean, there's, you know, there's been sparks in the fringe of it, I guess. But, you know, it's the core that has to be completely reworked, like, I'm saying, I like the structure of society,
yeah.
Like, okay, you know, there's certain good things about being ordered and, you know, communicating with each other and, building technology and stuff, but it's like, where's the direction going, I guess? And I think, like you're saying, is I think society is choosing a different direction. It's just not every part of society has realized mm-hmm. that yet, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we're a society here, we're just not.
But more and more people are beginning to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, how many groups are screaming, our oceans, you keep overfishing, we need sustainability. We need sustainability. More and more people are starting to become aware, you know, and that's because some people have become smarter, you know.
Hey, well, that's the thing is, like, you know, that's why keeping this place is so key. It's really important.
And you may have been very blessed with the silver spoon in your mouth, but the thing of it is, you're not society because you're not trying to keep that silver spoon for yourself. You're trying to pass it on to the rest of us who are tired of
Father and the Son.
Exactly. You know, I told you the dream I had, and that...
Say it again. Tell me again.
I was...
It's a lot again.
Ah, repayment of a debt of smoke. Cool.
Yeah. Like, I was just thinking today, though, that a guy, John Berrio, he's got a bush hog. But today, I just loaded on that flail mower, but I'm thinking... It's a bit risky, you know, because the blades might fall off. So you got to put a plywood at the front, you know, so we don't get the blades hitting ourselves in the back. You know,
right.
We can go, it does a better job. So that was $500. This is $600. I might get that one for $600. And then with the tractor, the tiller, the plow, and all that, that would come up to about like $2,500. You know, so I'd get, pretty much like all the winter, a free rent with Peter.
Well, we can talk about that. Break down each item, cost and everything, and you know what.
Yeah, we've already made a, like in the contract, it was just the tiller, the plow, the tractor,
okay.
$2,000, you know.
But do you want to add more,
and
maybe?
And then I just add that bush hog as like a free thing.
What we'll have to do, though, is because we're still having costs that we have to incur to keep the property here.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to figure out what our effective budget is to get the stuff. That's kind of the constant challenge is like, We gotta pay the
deal is that, like, I give him something that's worth $2,500 in exchange for a couple of months of rent.
Yeah.
Like October, November, December,
which is equivalent, and that's
January.
True. Yeah.
Then I'd still pay for February, March. So
yeah.
Still get $1,000 from me to live in there and eating like leftovers, you know, in the winter.
Well, and then there's also the thing too is like again, we
and then
start
it's your name. You can always resell it for way more. I saw that tractor for $3,000 there in Williamson.
Well,
if you don't like it, you know, if you want to hire the other guy for this big tractor and his bush hog, he's got one.
I like the approach that you're bringing to the table of, like, you're the old school farmer, right? The, like, you know, and I see that as approach to, if I were to want to, like, again, have the bus going with homegrown stuff, we feed ourselves over the winter. And eventually, that's what I want is, I want the restaurant that's here not to have to buy any food from Mike Dean's or anything.
No, that's it.
You know, and that's eventually, that's the goal. Like, you know, and it would be stuff where we'd be eating, like, healthy stuff, like, only stuff we could grow, so imagine the butter would be real butter, the, you know.
Yeah, like if that
I'll turn it.
And you know what? We wouldn't even use salt in our cooking, because we don't have salt on this property, you know, so.
No, but that's
all our
herbs. You buy from a bulk farm, you get for really cheap.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, but the thing is, all that stuff fuels the consumption and greedy, like, you know, well, buying coffee beans from rainforest depleted, you know.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I thought.
I don't want to support that because then that's, you know, the rainforest will be gone or, you know, the oceans will be polluted. So that's why growing local, it's a little more like, I'll know, okay, if I have a goat and it spreads shit, you know, like, okay, that's what I'm returning to the planet.
Just one or two goats.
Yeah.
It's just about $150 for goat, and then you get free milk every day, twice a day, you know, it's just, and the guys are here, you know, or
right.
I could do it in the morning.
And
you
know? It could be in a pasture, couldn't it, during the
yeah,
summer?
Yeah, just be on a little goat.
Yeah. Don't eat up all the pasture. They're not fast, you know.
just that little square.
Cause shit, we got weeds growing so fast, like.
And if you just make it go to the soil, it's even better. They eat around the trees. They even eat branches from little trees. There's little leaves you see from the bachelor maple. That's why I think it's a fair exchange for my part. That tractor in exchange, because I know that tractor's worth a lot more. You know, it's worth about $3,000 on the market. So I'm giving it to him for $1,500 in exchange. I'm never there. I can even, if he wants me to, I can even live in the trailer for the winter. You know, just put on a couple of sleeping bags. I was sleeping in my car during the milking break all last winter.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Just with a sleeping bag.
Wait, they wouldn't let you sleep in the?
In his place? No, no, no. Because I mean, he was sleeping all day and. So I just think, I mean, I could live in the trailer even in exchange, just for the whole winter. I think.
No, I mean, we've got plenty of, we might, like I said, we'll get your room back in the attic. There's no point living in the trailer.
And then, you got a whole tractor in your name, and I could give free labor for it. You ask me to plow an acre next year, no problem. It's going to cost $15 a diesel, that's it. And then you can get your whole thing plowed, like we can even put, I'm thinking, like, few veggies in the corner, you know, some good root crops, and then the rest would be like a certain grain.
Yeah, well, hey.
Like our own wheat. And then you just get like a flour mill. I've got a flour mill in my own trailer.
You looking at the lightning?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, man. And the moon's coming out, too.
Yes.
Well, the thing is maybe we should start thinking about appropriating maybe some of the field back.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like a portion of the real field, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Stakes and say this is mine.
Yeah, because I mean, instead of maybe, there is a lot of unused land though on the property, so,
over
but.
There, if you're going to start to put vegetables in Desire Lake, it's all going to be eaten up by
the wild,
Yeah. The corn, I mean, they're just, especially if it's a sweet corn. Or
what keeps them, away from the corn crops here? Is there just so much that doesn't.
I think it's the people, but in the back there, when you go, you see raccoons. I saw a dead raccoon when I did the bush hogging. There is a lot eaten. It's just that there's so much growing that it doesn't show in the end result.
Okay, and yeah, stuff like corn and canola, animals don't know. Well, I guess they would know eventually, but.
And if you have it here, it's much easier. You know, you just make a couple of bins that are sealed,
yeah.
And you keep an easily dried grain like oats or wheat in a bin. You know, that you just leave there just with a few little holes,
yeah.
And then you'd have some wheat to mill all the winter. You have your own breads, cakes, whatever.
Yeah, well, one day we should start doing. Pat, can you get me the blueprints for this? And then, like, basically, I want to just be able to go around and say, okay. Because, I mean, I've got some stalls, so I know I could have some goats. I have, you know, pasture
land.
Yeah,
that, you know that place you're cleaning up? Just
yeah.
That one there. If you get enough for, like, two goats, and you just have to clean it up. It takes about a
month along with the.
That's exactly it, because you're tying in the lifestyle of, like, okay, sustaining yourself and. We'd be showing by leading by example, showing, you know, how to do it, and that would be such a relief for a lot of people who don't, you know, they only know how to go to a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Even that, a lot of people just go to fast food or restaurants. They don't
yeah.
even make their own food now. It's to that level, you know, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken or
yeah.
Shit, like
I can't feed myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I ate a burger at McDonald's. I get a cheese burger and I get a fish burger or a chicken burger. $1.39 each. Every time I go get oil, and that's like my pêché, you know. That's my sin. Every 3 months. But some people, it's like every lunch. The work gang takes them to, let's say, the poutine.
Yeah.
And the poutine becomes like an essential. You know what I mean? It's like it's asking them, and it's good. But on the other hand, it's bad for their health. I mean, they should. I told them, why don't you just get, like, pita wraps?
Right.
Or mixes, like, slops that you guys feed on bread. Because what they're looking for, these construction workers or these farmers or these hydro workers that go to the Pacific Center, which is a phenomenon, it's repeated all over the world, is just a place to go out and take a break so they don't think about their dirty work. So they could get, like, a cheap white bread sandwich, you know, $1.50 each, instead of having now what is the $6 poutine and Coke meal,
yeah.
Which I think is becoming more of a burden on their budget, you know?
That's why eating off the, like, screw that, I mean, my mom's cooking's the best, I don't,
oh.
I mean, the only other venue I go to are buffets,
mm-hmm.
You know, and there's one that we support, Zool's, it's out by Point Fortune, it's, you know, we like the people, But when I go there, I pay the $20, but I eat. You know what? The thing is, I know I probably eat more than, I eat healthy. Like,
yes.
You know, I enjoy it. I bring a lot of friends, and some of those friends don't eat a whole lot, so there's a bit of a balance. So that's kind of the, you know, I guess the trade-off.
But with a buffet, they're expecting that.
Yeah.
You know, they know that there's going to be 10 Taylors, but
yeah.
there's going to be 100 Loretta's.
Yeah.
Who is just going to not eat their $20 worth.
Yeah.
So they balance that out,
yeah.
and they expect it, because that's why they give you the drinks and things like that. When you're at a buffet, you should only drink water.
And that's what I do.
You shouldn't drink anything else but water.
Yeah, because
everything else helps to fill you up. And that's what they rely on, especially people who drink alcohol. They want to drink.
And you know what's funny? The water, for me, actually helps me eat more. It used to.
It does, because
it
helps to, it helps your system get started, and it washes the food down.
Yeah.
So your palate is always fresh.
Yes, and that's what yeah, you know it. That's it. Buffet. That's why buffets are a luxury for me, but I won't waste my time with McDonald's for unless someone pays it for me. Like, there's a I don't waste my time. Like, it's way too much for what I consider what would satisfy me, and that's
well, that's how they make their money, those buffets, you know, they got every day the food that they don't eat, they got a link, they sell it to a beef farm or a goat farm.
Yeah.
Like, this, there's a guy in St. Justin, right beside the Cardinals there, he gets
scraps.
Everything from IGA. He gets about 4 bags filled with peanuts, chips, cakes, you know, cheeses and stuff. He just mixes it in, gives it to the beef, and then 20 minutes later, it's gone.
Do you know that
believe it.
Mike Dean's is very good for, like, liquidating stuff. Like, I like Mike Dean's. That's kind of my thrift. But when you're doing it with food, obviously you have to be cognizant, right, of, you know, this, don't think some go bad. But when you see a cheese that they're off-shooting, you know, like, I could buy Brie at, cheap, you know, quarter of the price. Anyways, good price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cheeses don't go bad. Like, there's certain products that, you know, you have to be wary of, but others that, you know. Anyways, they liquidate a lot, so. Maybe I gotta do more of a direct connection. But that's why I want to go growing more food here, so that way we don't have to buy out. And, like, if it's growing, having a garden and getting some beer, hey, I'll do that. I can see that sustaining. Because basically what I want would be sustaining the household. Like, in the summer, I guess, you know, we still want to get the garden going. But most of the, like, if we really want to start having a restaurant, that's when we really have to start growing it. You know, maybe getting some goats or something.
But a good thing, too, though, like I said, is up here, you also have your moose season.
Right.
You know, and moose, one, it gives you so much meat.
Yeah.
So,
it's a good thing.
If you had 2 moose, it would sustain everyone in the house all winter long.
Because it decreases the coyote population. You know, in some areas of Ontario, the deer get so prolific. They're weaning off all the corn. You know, it's kind of a problem. So, I mean, they're letting people, I think it's like 1 or 2 years, you know, with your permit. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In Quebec, where I was working at this farm, they eat up all the garden, the deer. And
well,
the guy one day showed one, and he said, "Why can't I eat it? I don't have much money left in this garden, so I'm gonna ship it to Hull." And I said, "Well, that's the law." They took his deer away.
Yeah.
There's some laws like that, but other wild places, you know, you gotta get a permit.
Well, now you can get a tag. Now you get tagged for deer, and you're allowed up to 3 tags, and I think that gives you 3 deer a day. But in bow season, if a deer crosses, you can take them out, even on your land.
Yeah.
Because it's bow season, you don't need an FAC for your bow. Anybody can go bow hunting. So,
fuck that, I'm going bow hunting.
So if it's only, well, bow season is only a week before shotgun season. But if if you have your FAC and no other male does, or female, because I would go hunting, I'm not afraid to get dirty, they could all go bow hunting. But it, you know, then the following week, when it's shotgun season, all those without an FAC can still go bow hunting.
Right.
Because they can still use their bow.
Okay.
Nice. There's a wildlife store in Alexandria that sells all those bows. You know, you get the army surpluses too.
Mm-hmm. So.
Anyways, I just hope that deal with Peter goes through, because that's going to help me with my savings. Are. It's going to decrease my rent price. And then, if he accepts a deal, I can still give him, like, if I were, you know, the money for the summer there.
Like I said, I mean, we're basically, it's like most, we got to pay rent too, so we just got to make sure, okay. And it looks good, like what you're saying, so.
And I'm still giving him, like, March and April, $1,000 of rent, I think, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks like, we did a contract, I don't think he's going to change his mind, and then with the flail mower, and then it's all yours. You know, I do the labor for free.
Hey, out there, Mitch?
And then it's all yours, yeah. Your name and okay. The insurance and all that, you know? That's what I was hoping, because if I just use my stuff here, you know, it's who's responsible if there's an accident. Let's say you use, I'm responsible. Then, you know, I got no insurance for it, and you get police problems and all that.
Mm.
Anyways. Good night, guys.
Good night, honey. Sleep well.
It's complicated, eh? Like, things like that.
But you know what? Sustainability does. Because you have to, like you said, you still got to pay rent. You have to sustain yourself to be able to sustain yourself.
What really sucks, though, is it's a rigged game in a way. Because we're still playing the game. Like, you know, paying rent and all that. Like, it's like, that's why the idea for me of sustenance is I rely less on outside,
mm-hmm.
You know.
But by sustaining yourself, you actually make the outside world sustain you. Because you get recipes and you can make maple syrup. But on top of maple syrup, you can make your own maple candy. You could even in the summer do honey, you know, and you could make all these things. You can do maple sugar and sell it to the outside world.
Farmer's market kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for me, I don't want to go too huge or too corporate. Or
oh, no. Not, I don't mean corporate. I mean farmer's market. Just enough to sustain yourself.
Yeah.
You're using your land to provide for you.
Do you think it would ultimately be something like when I count having a restaurant here,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, growing all our stuff, instead of us going to farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
People who come here, you know, when they buy our meals, you know, then it's easier for us because we don't have to truck anything out, we don't have
yeah.
to carbon footprint. So travelers coming here, well, they'll still travel, and I can see that happening for a while, yeah.
But you know what, I can see it happening even more with what you're trying to do with the place, because the more natural you go,
yeah.
The more natural it is here. You know, because then you are who you really say you are. And oh, you know what? TTB has their own fresh vegetables.
Right.
And guess what? On top of getting fresh vegetables and fresh fruit, you get treated better than you do at any 5-star restaurant. Every year, I go to Niagara Falls for spring break. When I left here March, I had already said to Fred, we're not going to Niagara Falls next year because I want to save money for the membership.
Dig it. That's a compliment. He looks
yeah.
amazing, by the way.
I know, I was watching it. Where is that? I've been watching it since you guys were talking.
That's getting, I guess, around, well, I guess maybe it's over Montreal now.
Hmm. Oh, is that Montreal?
Well, I'm thinking that's a pretty big city. It's got to be something. Well, you know what? I'm not sure. I'm really confused sometimes. That could be just Rigo is the next town over. Like, Hawkesbury's over there. So that's a pretty big, like, it's going all the way up. It's a pretty big flow. Like,
oh, it was beautiful when I was trying to get you to come and see it when the moon was coming up. It was even
You can tell there's a lot of haze because the whole sky kind of glows because of the fog. Anyway, it's a nice summer night. It's comfortable now.
It is. How long does it take for the hot tub to go up?
Oh, gosh. Oof. I'm going to guess maybe, it could be 5 degrees an hour. Maybe faster.
Oh, never mind. That's okay.
Well, because it's like you're heating the water, but you, so it takes the, well, maybe not that bad.
It's always tomorrow. I'll be in it tomorrow for sure.
Yeah. Seriously, though, Laura, it's like, do you think in 6 months you'd be able, you'd want to come here full time and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What about, because I'm looking at, I want to kind of launch a few things soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're on AO a lot. You know?
All the time.
So, do you like, obviously you're doing good brainstorming stuff, but do you like doing, like, what do you like doing? Let me hear that.
What do I like doing? As in, like,
in life general, like, say, do you like singing? Do you like doing PR? Do you like, I don't know, organizing events? Do you like...
All of the above. I write poetry. I write stories. I love to sing. I don't hear what you guys hear. I'm my worst critic. So, but I do love to sing. I'm very good at organizing things, organizing events, because I'm an organized person.
Do you like gardening?
Love gardening.
And you mentioned a lot of hunting, too.
Well, I just started getting into hunting, and I will only hunt for food. I will not hunt...
Trophy, no.
No, I won't hunt trophy, but I won't hunt to sell either. If I hunt two deer, it's because my freezer needs two deer, not because I need a deer, and my neighbor just paid me $200 for the deer. I'm like you, sustainability. If he wants that deer, he should get out there and get it himself.
Right.
I'm not going to remove from nature what I don't need.
There you go. Good way to do it.
And I've been that way pretty much my whole life. I teach my son the same thing. My father... I wasn't as fortunate as you, but in a way I was, because as a young child, my father had a farm, a dairy farm. My godparents had a dairy farm and a chicken farm, and I got the love of nature in my blood. And out of 24 children, I'm the only child that loves nature like my father did. So, I love to garden. I love knowledge, just to learn. Learn what the herbs are, learn how to make my blueberries grow better, or what ashes to put.
You know what we should do, Loretta? Thanksgiving feast here. Like, that would be like, you do the harvest, everyone brings in, it's a potluck, right, but it's Thanksgiving.
We would have to change the name, though.
Religious connotation, or?
I have never, even as a child, celebrated Thanksgiving, because I don't believe in celebrating a holiday that murdered massive people.
Right, yeah.
So, when my family had Thanksgiving, I was there, but I wouldn't eat my turkey till the next day. So, you can call it
Harvest
Day.
Okay.
Giving thanks, Harvest Day, whatever, but...
It doesn't even have to be... But I definitely would want it, around that era time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a good time.
But it would definitely have to be a potluck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
I'm thinking I want to do that this summer, but have it, having, all those, long tables,
mm-hmm.
putting them in one single row, along the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Or, nah, maybe not. Maybe just in a ring. Because I'd have to think about food, and you want people to be able to pass it around, so.
Well, depending on how many people would be coming.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a handful of people, they came, like at your mom's birthday, where, you know, they're there. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Say 15, 20 people. Then it wouldn't have to be round. You could pass them two tables. It's only 10 people per table. So you have one for one table, one for the other, and everybody can pass it back and forth, but you cut it off.
What about an L?
Pardon?
An L.
An L?
With two tables using an L shape?
Well, if it's, you could do that, but the thing with the two tables facing each other, because it's only 20 people, then everybody's facing each other. And there's a space down the middle. So, sorry, I'm getting eaten here. So there's a space down the middle, basically here, like this. Here's one table. Here's the other table. And this is open. So after five people, you put two bowls of corn, two bowls of corn, two bowls of carrots, two bowls of carrots, and two plates of turkey, two plates of turkey, so that it can get passed around and nobody's getting left out. But the 20 people are also still together.
Okay.
You know, so that you're all there together for the harvest. And you could do it as you could do it as a discount too. You could say if you've come and spent the summer at TGB for at least 2 days, spent at least 2 days, this event is only $10 entrance fee instead of the 20. You know. Still potluck and everything, but even with the potluck, you got to pay the entrance fee, so you get $10 instead of 20, and you come, and it's our way. This is our harvest day. The little hen, the little red hen, you know, who's going to help me? Nobody? Well, this is our way of saying you helped us make it to harvest because you came and you participate.
Mm. We also have November 25th, which is also a thanking day.
Yes, I know. I know. And I hope the weather stays nice, or I'll be $300 poor taking the train up here.
Well, like I said, I mean, if you're looking at a place to, you know.
I'm coming back the moment. The day after the judge throws that hammer down.
What, you were saying in August that you were looking to, like, for a visit? No, yeah, for a visit. Like, how often do you think you could make it out?
Oh, no, no. Oh, that would depend, yeah. I will want to come up August 18th to the 22nd or 25th to the 29th.
Okay.
Not positive yet, but the biggest problem with me making it back right now is transportation. My car, still since January, is not fixed. I don't know what it is.
And what's a train or a plane versus cost of car and gas and stuff?
Well, if I was Squirrel Fred's car and come, there would be no difference. Like, his exhaust is Swiss cheese. So it's going to cost like $300-$400 in gas in his boat.
Okay, and you'd have to drive too.
Yeah, but I have a Cavalier. So she's pretty good. On with my car, I get two tanks in my car is one tank in Fred's car.
Okay.
So it would probably take me two tanks to get here and back, where with Fred's car, it was taking four.
Okay.
think that gas is that much more expensive. But I, like I said, I've already got the plan, and when that gavel goes down, I'm out of Woodstock. I'm doing what I have to do right now, and that's it. And once that